This is Denise. How can I help you?
Good day. My name is Marianne. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion.
How many questions do you have?
I don't have the exact number, but it just takes a few minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in the non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. The options are, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, I'm definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, and I'm not registered to vote.
I mean, I may vote.
You may vote. In that case, it will be like, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, or I am not very likely to vote.
I am somewhat likely to vote.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail, ballot, or vote in person. With this in mind, how would you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote
in person.
In person on election day or in person at a designated early voting location?
Election day.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated,
independent?
Okay. What is your main racial background? African American, Asian American, white, Hispanic, or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65.
46 to whatever.
55, thank you. All right. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first name that we have on the list is Richard Preschnick, and the options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable. The knowledge, okay. Next one is Cindy Lerner.
Favorable.
Will be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Next name is Raquel Regalado.
Very unfavorable.
All right. And last name is Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
It changes day to day, so today it's somewhat. Maybe soon it will be very.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carlos Garín, Manny Cid, Alexander Otaola, Miguel Quintero, Solmo Dazinger, Daniela Levin Cava, or Eddie Rojas?
Levin Cava.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela?
Am I what or what? I probably will or...
Would you say that you are definitely voting or probably
voting
for her?
Yes, I'll vote for her.
Will be definitely?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Preschnick, or Cindy Lerner?
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting for her or probably voting for her?
Definitely, I guess. Not just voting for Daniel.
Okay, thank you. Well, in the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado's and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Have I seen or heard? Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
There is nothing that woman could do to make me want to vote for her.
Okay, so it will be...
I don't know what...
Okay. Would you say then is no difference?
Yeah, pretty much. I haven't liked her before. I'm not going to like her no matter what she does.
Okay, thank you for the answer. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yes.
And be what you see, read, or heard recently, make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission?
I guess technically more likely.
Okay. It will be somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
All right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree, postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. What is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian, Brazilian, Chilean, Peruvian, Ecuadorian, Argentinian.
Colombian.
Thank you. In your home, do you always speak Spanish? You mostly speak Spanish, but some English? Speak Spanish and English equally? Mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Mostly speak English, but some Spanish.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation and time.
Thank you.
Goodbye.